Interview 3. Anastasia Williams. Please say and spell your name.
Anastasia Williams. A-N-N-A-S-T-A-S-I-A. W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S.
How old are you?
I am 19 years old.
What are you currently doing?
I am in college at Hines Community College of Raymond, Mississippi, and I am studying biology.
Wonderful. Please describe your vision for your life 10 years from now.
My vision for my life is to live a successful life where I am practicing medicine at a hospital and having a wonderful career and serving a wonderful life.
Do you see yourself as a leader? If so, why or why not?
I do see myself as a leader because I make critical decisions for tough situations.
When you were in high school, what 3 words would describe your high school?
Challenging, determined, and motivational.
If you could have changed one thing about your school, what would it been?
If I could change one thing about my high school, I would have changed the location.
Have you ever received corporal punishment at school?
I did when I was younger.
How many times?
Very few, like 1 or 2.
Do you think that is effective?
Yes, because some students do not receive corporal punishment at home. They gives them the appropriate discipline that they do deserve.
When you were in school, did you feel safe at your school? If so, why or why not?
I did feel safe at school because I knew the type of person that I was. The type of person that you display at school depends on your safety.
How do you feel you are perceived as an African-American young woman?
I feel that I am perceived as an inspired and motivated young woman.
What do you want the world to know about African-American young men in the Delta?
I want the world to know that all African-American young men in the Delta are not lazy and are not delinquent.
What advice do you have for African-American young men?
Stand up, rise up, and make a change in your community.
What gives you hope?
God.
Is there anything you would like to add?
No.
Thank you for your time.